Hello and welcome to A Pint of Cthulhu. With myself, Matt, and today we have an interview with the absolutely gentlemanly Chris Nomme. Would you like to say hello?
Hi there.
Now, Chris, we're here to talk to you about... Well, I'm here to talk to you. I normally have my co-host, but she's not available at the moment. About Titan Effects. Can you basically sum up Titan Effect in a quick... Wait, what am I saying? I haven't done the opening question. Sorry about that. If you could say A Pint of Cthulhu was any drink, what drink would it be? This always throws people.
That's a tough question. A pint of Cthulhu. I'd be wild and say a mix of Guinness and vodka.
That's, yeah. Guinness usually has an introduction into it. Wouldn't want to drink that personally, but fair play.
Me neither. I love Guinness too much.
Oh, not my kind of thing. Tell us a bit about yourself first off.
Well, I'm a French writer and creator from France, and I've been living in Quebec City, Canada for 17 years now. And, well, when I started my career as a writer, my goal was to be a screenwriter and a comic book writer. So I started writing with these different mediums. And Titan Effect was supposed to be an animated series and then a comic book project before becoming a tabletop RPG. After series of setbacks and a lot of mistakes, I was stuck with a lot of materials for Titan Effect, and one of my friends in France suggested me to do it as an RPG. And I've been playing and running RPGs since I'm 12 years old. I'm 46 now. and it never occurred to me to become a tabletop RPG creator. But that's how it started. So,
Fair play. What was one of the first games you played then? So you say you played for this long then?
Oh, the very first game was Star Wars RPG, made by West End Games.
Oh wow!
And there's actually a funny story, a short funny story about it, because when I bought the Star Wars source book for the RPG, I bought it in a bookstore. It was an RPG store, and when I started reading it, I was amazed by all the material about the world of Star Wars, but I started to notice that there were statistics, stories about dice, and I didn't understand anything about it. And when I realized that there was another book to be able to understand it, so the Star Wars RPG, I bought it, and then it was like a new world opening to me. And I would say that I never been the same after that, because it really influenced me, inspired me to become a writer.
Oh, fair play. So tell us then a little bit about Titan Effect.
So Titan Effect, I could sum it up as what if James Bond met the X-Men? It's a mix of espionage, science fiction, a bit of urban fantasy too. There's a lot of one of the major influences of Titan Effect is the video game series Metal Gear Solid. Nice. There's also anime like Akira, Spriggan, a lot of other video games. Metal Gear was really the game that influenced me, and I would say started this project, because the proto version of Titan Effect was a fan-made campaign for Mutant and Masterminds, which was directly inspired by Metal Gear Solid 3. But I put up so many stuff in it, and with the help of a friend, and it became like something different, entirely different. And at the same time, in parallel, I was working on some world that I wanted to adapt into an animated series or comic book, mixing all this stuff. And eventually the two merge together to become something new and original.
Fair play. So, why then the themes you've chosen? I mean, I've looked through the quick start. It looks absolutely amazing. It reads really
Thank you
well.
Very much.
Why those themes? I mean, you told us it was about influenced by Metal Gear and things like that. But why specifically those themes? Was it just the inspiration, or was there anything else behind it?
I think it's a bit of inspiration, but also I wanted to add all my influences and do something with it. Now, I was as a kid, I was inspired by Greek mythology. There's a lot of video games and anime that inspired me over the years, and I felt somehow compelled to put all these influences together, like in some kind of blender, and you know, start shaping something out of it. I think the thing that was calling me was to make the world that I always wanted to watch as an anime or read as a comic book, that I never really read. You know, there's been some influences, but it wasn't exactly the way I wanted it to be.
So would that then have affected the approach you took to world building for your game?
Oh, absolutely. It inspired me because Metal Gear Solid has been a big influence. One of the things that always fascinated me about that world was the world building that Hideo Kojima created for that game. And that's really something that inspired me and that I use as a basis for Titan Effect, because I wanted to make a world that felt familiar but also was unique in its own way. Also it was very important for me to be that the world was coherent, that all things, you know, stick together, that nothing is out of place or no anachronism. And that's what drives me to create that world. You know, pay attention to each detail and make sure that everything fits together, having believable villains, having, you know, evil secret organizations, but who had also a point of doing what they were doing. You know, they're not evil for the sake of being evil. They're evil because they have a point, but at the same time, they're ready to use any means necessary, including sacrificing innocent people.
Oh, fair play. So, can you then describe the core mechanics and how they would differ from other TTRPGs? What makes Titan Effect play differently?
Well, so there's two versions of Titan Effect. The current version that exists for the moment uses Savage Worlds. It used the core rulebook and the Superpowers Companion, because there's also some superhero influence, but at the same time it's nothing flashy, where players play spies gifted with psychic abilities or genetic enhancement, but no one wears any costume. There's nothing flashy, but you know, it's more or less grounded in the real world. And so how it plays compared to other games, like for example Dungeons & Dragons, you know, of course use the Savage World system, so it has its own specifics and the way it works. When I made Titan Effect, I wanted something, I won't say pulpy, but you know, something that could translate action like we see in anime really well. And Savage World was the first choice for that, because the rules are fast and simple to learn, but at the same time there's a bit of crunch, so you can play around and, you know, add a lot of other things. But even if I love the Savage World version, and I keep it, I intend to keep it, I also realize that because I was using the Savage Worlds book and the Superpowers Companion, it wasn't very accessible for a lot of people. There's you know, some people told me that they were really interested by the universe, but that it was they weren't interested by Savage Worlds. So I started playing with the idea of adapting Titan Effect to a new rule system that could be more accessible. And it was a tough choice because I experimented with different ideas. I even experimented with Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition. I considered basic role-playing also, or the traditional D6 system. And eventually, I found the Year Zero engine, which was used for Blade Runner RPG, which I loved, by the way. And I really fell in love with the system, because I felt that it was simple, but also more grounded. So I saw that as an opportunity to do something different with the system, because I don't see the point, you know, of adapting Savage Titan Effect to a new system if it's to be like a copy paste of the Savage Worlds version.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make any sense for me. So, you know, there's some similarities because it uses a step die system. So if you use D6, D8, D10, or N12, but it's also very different how it plays. So it allowed me to, I would say, expand Titan Effect and do something a bit different and complementary of the Savage Worlds version.
That's fair. So you are making two different versions of the same game using different systems. That's got to be quite a challenge. It doesn't sound easy.
No, that wasn't easy at all, especially for the powers, because with the Year Zero engine, I used the SRD version. You know, there's some basic magic system, but it didn't work for me. I had to do something really different that was specific for Titan Effect. So I almost had to do it from scratch, because there was nothing exactly like I wanted to use it.
Yeah, to make your own. Yeah, makes sense. So, okay, with that in mind, a new player, how would you walk them through character creation process then, using either of the two styles that you're working on?
Well, for the moment, the creation system for the Year Zero engine isn't ready. So there's only the quick start, which has, you know, an introductory of the world of Titan Effect. You have the basic rule system, a few examples of how the powers work, pre-gen characters, and an adventure. But for the Savage Worlds version, you have the creation system, and it's gonna be very different. I'm gonna, you know, before I get into the specifics, just for example, if I make a character with the Savage World version, I have to use three different books. And
three books.
It can be a bit daunting, you know. It's not very accessible. Yeah. A lot of people love it, but, you know, even myself, when I create new characters for players at my table, I feel it's a bit, you know, not complicated, because I'm used to it. And I design it, of course. But, you know, it's a daunting process. And with the Year Zero engine version, it's gonna take way less time than the Savage Worlds version. For example, I could take, you know, maybe 20 minutes, half an hour to make a character with the Savage Worlds version. For the Year Zero engine, it's gonna take me 10 minutes top.
Oh, wow.
So, to get into the specifics, so you use the Savage Worlds creation system. There's some specifics with Titan Effect, so there's some hindrances that you can't use, or edges. There's also new edges and hindrances specific for Titan Effect. You have some rule. It explains also how to use a superpowers companion to choose your powers. What powers can you take? Because some powers are forbidden. Others can be limited. There's also guidelines to how to make them compatible in the world of Titan Effect. Like, for example, a blast power. How it would look like in the world of Titan Effect? You know, are you throwing like big fireballs, or are you throwing lightning bolts, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. So you've mentioned a few challenges already about in development. What other challenges have you faced in the creation of Titan Effect?
Well, apart from the creation of the world and to make it believable, I'd say is to play around with the system I chose, like Savage Worlds, and after that, Year Zero Engine, and understand it. Put myself in the place of player. Savage Worlds is very specific, as most Savage Worlds fans apprehend Savage Worlds in a specific way. You know, one of the golden rule is don't try to reinvent the wheel. You know, yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So before adding something new, you need to be sure that there's not an edge or power or something that can be used for the same thing. So you have to play around like that, and so the players, when they open your book, they don't feel it's too different from the other Savage Worlds settings they used to play.
Yeah. That's fair enough. So, I take it you had playtesters on this. What kind of feedback have you received from when you're playing your game and testing it with other people? How has that influenced the development of Titan Effect?
Well, it's difficult to say, because most of the feedback that I had were similar to what I observed. So I didn't have to do a lot of modification, because I as a creator, I always put myself as a player, you know,
yeah.
Or a reader. And I try to anticipate how people will feel, or how people will use some system or another one. And most feedback were very similar to what I observed. But when we run the first playtest for the Savage Worlds version, we had a lot of people, of course, there were also a lot of compliments about what we did, but you know, there had been a few critiques of what we could do to improve the system, and that was very helpful. And the same thing for the Year Zero Engine. One of the coolest feedback that I had for the Year Zero Engine version is that it really plays and feel like you're playing Metal Gear Solid. So that probably is the best compliment that I could ever had for this.
I mean, that's what you've got.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So in playing any playtesting so far, what kind of memorable moments have you had? Any good stories? Any funny events? You know, someone done something completely out of the blue? Or, you know, what best stories do you have so far?
Best stories is recent, because I ran a playtest a few weeks ago with my son and one of his friends. And it was the first time that they played in World of Titan Effect. And we used the Year Zero Engine for that. And so, of course, when you play with teenagers, you know, they don't try to play serious. There's a lot of goofy moments, and it was real fun, but not serious. But there was a moment when my son and his friend were really into the adventure, and there was this moment of tension where they meet the bad guy, they think they have him cornered, and then the bad guy told them that he had set up bombs everywhere, and that they have to choose between capturing him or saving all the people in the building where they're standing. And that was really cool, because they were very expressive at that moment. They couldn't believe what was happening. and that
that was
really cool and fun experience for me.
So, what do you say then has been the best and worst parts of making Time Effect?
The best is definitely all the compliments, feedbacks that I had for the setting since I made it. And, every now and then I have someone writing me, telling me that Titan Fake is the best setting they played in. You know, I wouldn't say that it's necessarily the best because there's a lot of RPGs that I love, but having people saying that to me is a great compliment. And also knowing that people, even, you know, 6 years after the first release, people are still playing it and making campaign, that's the biggest reward that I can have, because when there's so many RPGs coming out there, you know, if someone is still playing your game 2-3 years after, that's a big compliment. That means you've done something right.
Yeah.
And the worst, that's complicated, because regarding the RPG, I don't have any bad experience, but I also have parallel projects regarding Titan Effect. I've been working on an animated series adaptation for 3-4 years now, and there has been a lot of ups. I've been collaborating with writer and director Boman Modin. And
I don't know who that is, but that sounds interesting.
He's a movie series and movie director in Los Angeles. Also happens to be the son of Matthew Modin, the actor, and a fantastic dude to collaborate with. And we also had, unfortunately, lots of down, because all the people that we met, the production companies, we were that close at one point to get the project developed, and then it all fall down due to some bad contracts. So I would say that's the worst part for me, but doesn't concern the RPG.
That's fair enough indeed. So, moving on to the last kind of bits and pieces, what advice would you give anyone aspiring to create their own RPG?
Hey, that's a great question. And in fact, I answered that a couple of months ago on Blue Sky. And I'll say it again. One of the first advice I would say is you need to play different RPGs. Because you can't aspire to make one if you don't play it enough. And, you know, D&D doesn't count for me, because it's a good game, but it's not the best one, and it's certainly not the only one. And, you know, in my life as an RPG, as a player, I've played more than 30 different RPGs. I play in and run.
30.
Yeah, more than 30. Some I just play, you know, one night, and others I've run, you know, campaigns. But I had almost more than 30 different RPGs, and it helped me, you know. So I don't ask anyone to play that much, but playing different RPGs can give you different views and different feelings about how to make a game, because there's a lot of great systems, and also studying all the story worlds made for these RPGs, because some of them are really brilliant. And and the other thing is, it's difficult to apply, but it's finding your own voice. You know, you have something that you love, you want to translate it into an RPG, but you need to find your own voice. Make it your own, make it special. Why you're the best person to do that specific RPG.
And And very lastly then, where can people find yourself and your work?
Well, they can find my work on the official website for Titan Effect, titaneffect.com. They can find me on Facebook, on Blue Sky, on LinkedIn too. We also have a Discord channel that you can find on our website, which is Nightmare Media server. There's a lot of Titan Effect fans. You can reach me there and talk about the setting if you want to learn more or find players to play with. That's also a great place.
Well, I will put any links in the description of this podcast interview. Thank you very much for your time. It has been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm glad we finally got around to doing it. There's been a few technical issues with this one, but hey, we got there in the end. Thank you very much.
Thanks
and,
to you.
Yes, this has been Matt from Pint of Cthulhu and Chris. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Bye-bye.